Sanspence Radio. Sanspence Radio.
Hey gang, we do another podcast called D&D is for Nerds that me and Jackson are on, where we play Dungeons & Dragons like the cool kids we are. And that podcast is doing an East Coast of Australia tour next month. So if you want to hear myself, Jack, and our good friends Adam and Cass play D&D for 90-odd minutes, head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets. If you've never played a game of D&D or even listened to our show, don't stress. Each show will be self-contained, so don't feel like you have to listen to hours and hours of the show. Just rock up, except that one of us is a wizard or some shit, magic is real, and people can turn into bears. It'll be great. So once again, at sanspantsradio.com/live and grab your tickets today. And be quick, because Brisbane has sold out, and the others aren't far behind. But don't worry if you've missed out, chuck your name on the waiting list as we're currently trying to get a bigger room.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions, like, what are the implications of Super Smash Bros?
First of all, they're not all bros. Some of them are sisters. So strike one.
Fuck. I mostly wanted to focus on...
They're not even related. They're not brothers or sisters.
A Mario and a Pikachu, not genetically the same.
Different boys.
Different one. Yep.
Like, can
different
you put boys. Put a man in a Pokeball? Can you put a Mario in a Pokeball?
Mario's a man. He's a short man, but he's a man.
He's little and Italian, but there is a lot of men out there like that.
Can you put him in a Pokeball?
No, you can put him in a pipe, though.
Yeah.
Can you put a Pikachu in a pipe?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pipes for everyone, Pokeballs for some. That's the rule.
Yep. Strike one, obviously, the bros and the sisters, and the genetically not the same. And if a Bowser and a Mario are bros, why are they always fighting?
Yeah.
But then a Mario and Luigi are bros, and they're not fighting.
Sometimes bros fight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but with fire?
Sometimes if they're angry.
With fireballs that shoot out of their hands?
Sometimes if one bro has a castle and the other is a small Italian,
they'll fight. And one bro steals, like, the princess bro.
Yeah. Who is also a bro?
We're all bros where it counts. But I want to focus on someone that I don't think the game ever implies is a bro.
Yeah.
Master Hand.
Yeah.
Because Master Hand, as revealed at the opening of the Super Smash Bros. Games, is a hand that is playing with the figures that are Mario, the bros.
Yeah.
He's toys.
Which is fine. All well and good. Except the Master Hand is the enemy of the game, which means that Mario is a reanimated toy that then fights his hand that controls him, and then as a victory, he gets turned back into a toy.
Well, it's interesting because some theories are that, obviously that Super Smash Bros. Is just somebody playing with they have varied Nintendo toys. But that does imply that eventually those toys rise up and defeat the hand.
Yeah.
Is that...
It's about, like, it creates the toys, gives them sentience. Basically, the Master Hand is God, and the toys are basically choosing to rebel against their sentience and existence.
Bunch of Lucifers.
It's time to kill God.
Yeah, isn't that kind of, I guess, the end game of every sentience?
Actually, but also, is that the gist of every Smash Brothers? Because at the end of Smash Brothers Brawl for the Wii,
got it.
You fight God. Final Destination, don't you fight God?
Isn't
alternate dimension God, but it's God.
Master Hand,
No, not in Smash Bros. Not in Brawl. Do you ever play Brawl?
Yeah.
You remember at the very end of
Brawl? Oh, there's a face.
You fight like this big glowing rainbow demon guy.
God.
That's God. You fight God in the Smash Brothers series.
So Super Smash Brothers is about one little Italian man rising up, defeating all of his brothers to then reach...
God.
The father of all, God.
Yeah.
And killing God.
Do you think Mario, because like Marth and Pit, who are from, I want to say, Fire Emblem?
It in one.
Fuck yeah. They look like people. I mean, not heaps, but more than Mario. Do you think Mario is uncomfortable about that?
100%.
Do you think Mario sees them? It's like, is that what a menace is supposed to look like?
Nah. Mario is too self-like.
Mario like, what are these oranga with these are people?
Yeah.
Where's their bigger nose about the size of a fist?
Look at the gross tall people. They're probably going to die early.
Do you reckon Link looks at them and is like, what's wrong with your ears?
I think Link looks at Mario and is like, yeah! Why are you not a talk? How come you're always so quiet when you're fighting me with a bomb? That's so weird.
Not me. I'm like a boo, boo.
Boo, boo. I'm making the noise when I do the action so that you know.
You just silently hucking bombs.
This a fox that has a gun. Is that okay? Are we allowed guns into this game? Oh my goodness, I've been a fighting with my knees and my feet. What the hell?
And Warrior Rock stops like, wah!
I brought a motorbike, I hope that's okay.
I will hit you.
I will hit you with my motorbike and then eat on my motorbike.
And then do
for power.
And the poker trainer's like, I got a dragon?
I've brought Pokemon. Can we kill this guy who's bringing the dragon?
No, he behind the... We can't get to him.
You can eat his dragon, though. I can eat his dragon.
Wow. I can eat any of you. I love in Smash Brothers that Wario's move is not to eat, it's just to bite. That's the best. Wario, he chomps them. It's fucked.
How is that less fucked than eating them?
Well, eating them is like... That's clearly a power Kirby has. Mm. Wario is just a fat little guy.
He's hungry.
Like, Kirby's designed to eat you, and Yoshi is designed to eat you. Wario's not. He's just a man.
This is maybe too self-aware for this podcast. We have made Mario Italian, but Wario not.
Wario's still Italian. He's just gross Italian.
Yeah.
Mario is like, you know, he's like an everyman Italian.
Wario is like a dirty.
Wow, all right. You're like your dirty uncle Italian man.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. I ride the motorbike and I don't have a wash. Yeah, I'm Wario.
I thought you...
Somehow I always have a new girlfriend or boyfriend that is never age appropriate.
That's me, a Wario.
Were you gonna say you thought I was going to say I have a motorbike and I never wipe?
No, I don't have a... Because you said I don't have a wash, but I thought you were going to say, I'm a warrior, I got a motorbike and I don't have a wife.
We don't.
I'm not married.
Or he might have a wife, but he cheated on that wife a lot.
I got a wife and a family, but I don't visit him.
All right, so.
I tell the child support the wrong address.
So enjoy it back to me.
So we're saying that, so Master Hand, this childhood creator,
yes,
this child of infinite power, has risen up and created a small pocket dimension where his toys come to life, or her toys come to life.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, everyone who has come to life now has the objective to beat the living shit out of each other, realize that they're doing it for the enjoyment of someone else, and then to turn on that master and kill it.
Yes.
To then go back into the void.
Yes.
All right.
Well, but there's also Master Hand and Crazy Hand. Yeah, so Child has good hand and bad hand.
He's got one crazy hand.
All right.
Because I remember
a lot of this
Is it about just fighting, God? Like, I guess, God and Satan and then the face of both?
Is the message of the Smash Brothers series that there is no good, there is no evil, there's just one creator who has two sides? Yeah. Once you defeat his regular hand, who is a master, and the other who is crazy, or you can finally take on the entity, you know, itself.
Do you always fight yourself in Smash Bros?
No, not
necessarily.
Some of them you fight.
Trying to think. It's a journey from like self and self realizing and self actuation to be like you need to be the master of yourself. It's like you need to best those around you. Then you need to best versions of yourself, like the polygon versions, and then you need to then best your creator.
No, it's like you need to best your friends and you need to best your basic DNA and then you need to best your creator.
Yeah. Mm. Well, in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, the narrative of that, the story mode, is called the Subspace of Misery, I think.
Yeah.
And in that, who is turning everyone back into toys? Because someone is. And I can't recall who. Someone's going around and zapping people with a light. Maybe it's the weird alien guys. But he's turning them back into like little figurines. And you, as whoever you're playing as, you have to take them out of the figurine, fight them, and then they join you in your quest.
Okay.
So, what's going on there? If the child, i.e. God, maybe they're angels, you know, who are turning you back to a toy, trying to fight you, then you fight God.
Is it about free will? Because if we have the ability, like we're a toy that then turn into like... something that has, you know, our own things and actions. And then we choose to fight. But then us rebelling and fighting our creator is being like, no, we want free will and do our own thing. And then by doing so are punished by
getting turned
into a toy.
Yeah.
Is this about control? Is this about us accepting or, I guess, not accepting someone controlling our lives and then realizing that ultimately someone always is?
Or is it a simpler narrative of coming together and instead of fighting each other, fighting the true villain? Because if you think about every Smash Brothers game, you go through fighting all of your brothers.
Yeah.
And once you've smashed your brothers, then you get to smash the person that's put you there. So is the narrative not necessarily one of free will, but one of like, how about we take on the true villain?
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like...
whether or not the true villain is God.
What's your creator? So is it like, kind of like death to, like, you know, no more masters?
Yeah, like no more kings, chains, no masters, no lords or whatever it is. Let's fight the crazy hand.
Yeah.
Did you learn, Dusha?
So you can turn people into trophies.
Oh.
There's a trophy stand item.
Yeah.
You can turn things into trophies. So, yeah. I didn't find what I was looking for, but I found a new piece of information that frightened me.
A new piece of the puzzle.
Okay. So, I guess... is it you... Okay, how about this? So, the idea of is like, no kings, no masters, no gods.
Yeah.
Kill the past. The past is...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no. Not kill the past. Kill the... kill everyone.
So, basically, no owners, no masters, whatever. And so the idea there is to then try to rise up and get your bros to be like, hey, let's not just fight each other, but let's fight what's causing all this. Let's fight what is, you know, making us fight, which is our creator. But then this new information, then unfortunately that you've now risen up and got the power,
you can now
absolute power corrupts absolutely. And now you are the one who is turning people into toys.
Which one has big Diddy Kong?
Diddy Kong or Donkey Kong?
Diddy.
That's Brawl.
Okay. I just wanted to recall.
Yeah, no, there's a big ape. Oh, there's a big ape level in all the games.
Is there?
Yeah. So in the first one, you have to fight. There's a team of three of you have to take down Big DK.
Okay.
And then in the second one, there's another Big DK level. I
was going to say, there's only ever been two apes.
So is Smash Bros. And the, I guess the philosophy of Smash Bros. Is it one of almost like anarchistic?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like anarchy, to rebel, to be like destroy everything, destroy
Would
who we are.
V in V for Vendetta have killed God if he could?
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine so.
100%.
But I don't know.
Remember the 5th of November, I shot Jesus.
But again, you know, no gods, no masters. That's all I can kind of think of is that. Once you start, you know, each little Smash Bros. Realizing that they are simply there for the entertainment of someone else,
yeah,
rebels against that and destroys what created it.
What if it's just Gladiator?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking as well, because when you fight Crazy Hand, it's not like Mario's made the decision. You just end up there and Crazy Hand's like, fucking right, time to die. It. Yeah, so it's just kind of like maybe God destroying God's creation. It's not necessarily Mario fighting God. It's God being like, gotta fight that, and Mario fighting back.
And accidentally killing God.
And accidentally, in the process, killing God.
Is it kind of like this is a mistake?
And yeah, well.
So is this like Crazy Hand and Master Hand are coming together to, I guess, the equivalent of a biblical flood, i.e. smashing out all the existence that's going to happen there. And then just like, is that what's happening? And the arc is a Super Smash.
Possibly. You had me up until the arc was a Super Smash.
Look, me too.
Obviously, all of these characters from all of these different franchises coming together. And I think the toy thing only happens in Smash Brothers 1. I don't think it really happens in 2 and 3.
There's no toy thing?
Yeah, not really. Is
what,
there?
The turning
the toy
into
motors?
Toys?
Or the starting as toys?
Yeah, it happens in the second one as well. The opening movie. See, my knowledge gets a bit hazy after Melee, but definitely Melee, because that's where the trophies are first introduced.
Yeah, yeah. See, because I've only really played Brawl and Wii U.
Ah.
Yeah.
I've only played the original Smash Bros.
Yeah. So in Brawl and Wii U, it's just not really a thing. Yeah, they get turned into trophies, but it's not like they're toys to begin with. I propose that it's more like how in Thor Ragnarok, gladiators from across the galaxy have been brought together to battle.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we're seeing here.
What if, then, the first Super Smash Brothers is an actual event that happened?
Yeah, sure.
And then the rest are just recreations of the time an Italian plumber killed God.
We Mario toing this?
Yeah, what if the rest are just dreams. Not dreams, actually, no, not dreams, like recreations.
Yeah, 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 like a story told again and again until yeah. it loses its meaning.
And then like, everyone's there because it travels through the Nintendo wilderness.
Is it like a LARP?
Is it... Super Smash. Every Smash
No, now
Smash
we've turned it into Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah.
It's a stage play.
The greatest LARP of all time. I think we're not... Those are the grander implications, but we're not focusing on the little implications. Like the fact that fucking Fox McCloud's final Smash is to make a giant ship shoot everyone on stage and Mario's just a guy. Like... Like, imagine a Super Smash Brothers where everyone takes realistic damage. The moment Mario is shot, he just lies there and dies.
But Mario can break bricks with his skull.
But he's tough. Yeah. That's true.
That's beyond tough.
Yeah. That's some
I saw
kind
a man
of...
once who could hammer a nail into a brick with his skull. He had a very bony plate. He was like a mutant. And he had a bony plate in his forehead that meant he could smash in nails into bricks with his head. He bled, but he didn't damage his brain. I guess we never see Mario bleeding.
No. So unpleasant.
Also, Mario does it with his fist. It's hard to see.
That's still cooked.
That's actually more impressive.
Yeah.
Because you got fingers. Like, fuck.
He wears gloves, I guess.
What about the fucking ice climbers?
Mm.
They're just two
Nana
little...
and Popo?
Yeah, they're like...
Popo?
It is Popo. They're getting shot. Imagine everyone in the Smash Brothers roster is getting shot. Who comes out alive? One of the things you can
Samus.
Be in, yeah, but one of the things you can be in Brawl is Zero Suit Samus, or maybe it's the Wii U.
No, you can do that in Brawl as well.
Why do you want to be a weaker Samus?
She's got a whip.
Oh well, that makes up for it, doesn't it? She's got a whip now, so she can get shot.
Yeah. That's fine. Well, I mean.
Replaces her arm cannon with a taser.
Yeah.
Does anyone have actual...
Mall Cop Samus. Great.
Does anyone have an actual, like, gun that shoots bullets as opposed to, say, energy blasts?
Yes. Snake. Solid Snake.
Yeah, look, he's killing Solid everyone.
Solid Snake has a bazooka.
Yeah.
He's exploding Peach. You know what Peach has? An umbrella.
She also has a golf club.
And that's someone who is a Peach main when I play Smash Brothers. She has an umbrella, and one of her moves is to defend herself by putting Toad out there.
Who excretes toxic gas.
That's one, but one just takes the damage. That's awesome. Mm.
So she's just killing a bunch of Toads.
The Toad hates it, but doesn't die. It's an incredibly powerful move.
Maybe Toads, like the implications here is that Toads are invulnerable.
Maybe are Toads invulnerable?
Can you kill a Toad?
I don't think we've ever seen a dead Toad in any Mario game.
In fact, in the more recent in Mario Odyssey, yeah. Toad is putting himself in like very precocious
yes.
positions that seem to would have killed lesser men
Toad
and
can
women.
Go to space
but...
with no helmet. So can Mario. That doesn't mean anything. Forget I said anything.
It's Italian space. Yeah. There's air.
Yeah.
Fuck, Dusha, I hope your belief is that the Mushroom Kingdom is in Italy.
It
Mushroom?
Is.
Pasta. Italia.
Italian man. Italy.
I'm there.
No, but seriously, how many human characters in the Mushroom Kingdom aren't Italian? One.
Peach.
Daisy, two, but that's the same person.
I thought you were going to be like, Daisy, Italian.
Like,
she might be.
Well, there's no claim otherwise.
Everyone in New Donk City?
Yeah.
But that's in... That's not the Mushroom Kingdom.
That's true.
That's true.
Donk City.
Is Waluigi Italian?
It's me, Waluigi.
I don't know.
I'm Italian.
He's Italian. I got confirmation from the man himself.
He seems like the Italian that would, like, have a switchblade.
Yeah.
It's me, Waluigi.
Oh, he kind of, yeah, he's a bit,
You wanna die?
You think I'm funny? You laughing at me? You
think
I'm
that's the reason they won't let Waluigi
it's,
in
he's
Smash,
almost like
a,
he's almost like a New Jersey stereotype yeah. with that.
Waluigi, New Jersey. Waluigi, how you doing? Look, I agree.
Gym and laundry.
I'm trying to think who else is in Smash that really just shouldn't be there. It's crazy that Toad's never been in there, but Toad has no knees, so like, fair enough, he got run away. But
Donkey Kong's an ape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a tie, though.
What's your point?
You're right, an ape should be there.
One of Diddy Kong's moves that I love is where Diddy Kong grabs the face of his opponent. I don't know if he eats it, but it looks like it. That's good.
Jigglypuff's just a Pokemon, but not one that hurts to touch. Look, like Pikachu.
It's weird that in Smash Brothers, certainly, you know, going by the one that's coming up that has every character in it.
Everybody is here.
If we assume that that's our Smash Brothers, that you have Pokemon Trainer, who controls a Squirtle, Bulbasaur, and Charizard, but also Pikachu, Pichu, Mewtwo. Mewtwo makes sense, but Pikachu, Pichu,
Jigglypuff. That.
Lucario.
Ninja. No. What's
Lucario's in it as well. The frog ninja.
Yeah. Ninja Froggo.
It's just weird that you got loose Pokemon and also
caged ones.
Pokemon.
Before you get into caged and non-caged Pokemon, let's just have a quick word from our sponsors. There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Or not. Either way, I just want to let you guys know that once again, tickets to our East Coast D&D tour are available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live. And if you're not a fan of hearing all these ads, for as little as $5 a month, you can get access to all our shows across the Sanspants Radio network completely ad-free, as well as a couple of bonus shows. Just head to sanspantsplus.com and see what we have to offer. Now, you were saying something about cage Pokemon?
So the cage Pokemon are fighting because the Pokemon trainer wants them to. The wild ones are fighting for their life.
Yes.
It's basically the takeaway.
Yes.
I think it's fucked as well because Mario and all the Mario characters up to this point just haven't had to deal with the level of technology that all of a sudden they need to deal with.
Well, imagine being Link.
Yeah,
not just Mario, because like Mario, like, there's still technology there.
Mario's got a motorbike.
Got a motorbike. There is guns because there's those bullet bills.
Yeah.
Okay? There is a level of technology in the Mushroom Kingdom and there's probably like a techno kingdom as well that Mario's probably been to. It's like, this is fascinating.
It's great to imagine Mario with a Glock and the Glock fires bullet bills, but like little bullet-sized bullet bills.
That's good.
Because they're alive.
Very good.
And they scream as they fly towards a person's heart.
Best place to shoot someone's in the heart.
Mario's a good shot.
Yep.
But never misses.
If you think about that from Link's perspective, where he's like, I know bombs.
Yeah.
And now someone is getting a Glock with little men firing at my heart.
I really like this version where somebody in Smash Brothers has a Glock.
Well, someone in Smash Brothers does have a Glock. His name is Solid Snake.
Oh, that's true. He does.
He legitimately has a pistol.
It's crazy as well that Link is fighting Ganondorf in Smash Brothers because Ganondorf's a playable character. And like, sure, Mario v. Bowser, but that happens all the time. They go kart racing, they Mario party.
They're like kind of
friends. They're frenemies, you know?
Yeah.
Link and Ganondorf are just enemies.
Zelda and Ganondorf are friendlier than Link and Ganondorf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Zelda and Ganondorf occasionally are diplomatic.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Link is like, imagine like a smash between Link, Mario, Wario, and Ganondorf. Link's going to be like, I'm not fighting you guys. That's a villainous man. Yeah,
I need to lock him away in some kind of shadow realm.
Yeah. Do you know the trouble he will cause? Mario, you got to fight me, Link.
Go away, you fat plumber.
This man has almost destroyed our entire world multiple times. Bowser kidnaps one lady. Ganondorf does murders.
But, you know, we got a Wario here. Wario, what, is smelly?
He eats people? That's fucked up.
It's fucked Look, up.
I'll deal with him.
If
in
someone
a
told me that it's canon that Wario shits entire onions, I would believe it.
Like if you do a double jump with Wario, an onion plops out. He gets the extra air by letting loose a fat onion.
His nose would be so gapey.
And sore. Because like an onion, that's a lot of acid. Like that's just not...
It's so spherical.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
Come fight me, Link. I shit on
you. Is it a peeled onion or does it...
You know, in my mind, it's got peel on. It's still got skin on.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Don't you want to fight me, Link?
Yeah. Do you have any of the same character? You've got Mario and Dr. Mario. That's weird.
Yeah. Sorry to go back to technology. Is the fact now that, say,
you
Link...
Think that's weird. Wait till... there's another one that's I'm way excited. Worse.
Because Link now has a motorbike.
Yeah, that's true. Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild. Is he being like, that fight that I had with that
with Mario.
Gross man who summoned this... mythical metal steed. I think I know what to do
here. I like
here.
To imagine him... What's the name of the people that created the motorbike in Breath of the Wild?
Ancient?
The angel. Like him being like, you got your motorbike from the ancients. Wario being like, no, I stole it.
I'll eat it. I
stole it
shit.
From a dead man.
How'd he end up there? I don't know.
Don't ask questions.
He was Lego when I found him.
If I don't do anything for long enough, I do a big fart that kills everyone. That's my power in this game.
This little fox man, he summoned a ship. I just fart real good.
If I just don't use my fart attack till the very end of the match, and then I use it, it does a lot of damage. So I'm just going to sit there and let it brew, all right? You go take care of everything else. I'm letting it rumble up, you know, in my stomach.
I'm going to go sit. I'm going to think about garlic, onions... And titties.
I like gapes. What can I say, Link?
You ever seen someone gape, Link? It's good. It's very good. You can spit down it. Don't touch the sides.
I just like
gotta
how
go gape.
Clearly Link should leave. Like, the longer he stays, the worse it'll get.
It's funny because Link is being confronted with a world where everyone is like, in 3 days, we are dying.
Yeah,
and he's like,
true.
That's the second most unpleasant experience of my life.
Spending literally a minute with Wario is too much.
But yeah, there is one pairing in the Super Smash Bros. Roster that would be far more confronting for them, and that is Link again.
Yeah.
Poor Link. And Toon Link.
Oh, that's true.
You're me, but...
You're me, but with cell shades.
You're me, but wrong.
Where are your cell shades? Though? Imagine seeing
Link again and young Link. You're me. I have to fight the child of me.
That
my
is
child.
It child of him?
Yes.
Or is it the child of a version of him?
Well,
because then he's going to be like, oh, the Triforce fucked me again.
I guess I lose. Huh? I don't know. What's more confronting, though, is seeing a young version of you more confronting than seeing a version of you with a diploma? That's the question here. Mario sees Dr. Mario and he's like, that could be me if I got an education. I guess Mario still can at this point.
No, I think what's more confronting seeing better version of me.
Yeah.
No, it's far more confronting because remember, it's a fight situation.
Yeah, that's fine.
Beat up your child self.
That's fine. Or my child being like, I'm going to kick old me in the nuts.
Yeah.
Also fine. Whereas I'm just like, because like, whatever, we're fisticuffs.
Yeah.
This is just like, oh, that's me. We're the same age, but I guess, you know, there's a divergent path here where I should have gone to medical school and I guess I...
Instead, I did.
I guess I
stayed
did well.
Stayed a plumber.
Stayed a plumber and rescued some princesses.
Why is there not like a Mario for the arts? You know what I mean? You get your STEM Mario, who's a doctor.
I mean,
you get your trade Mario.
Yeah. There's Mario Paint.
Oh, but there's a painter Mario. That's good.
Yeah.
That's the Mario trifecta there.
Yeah.
Where's Mario Paint in Smash Brothers?
That's a good question.
In his bloody smock?
Are they going to add Waluigi before they add Mario Paint?
I hope they add Mario Paint first. It's what the people want.
It's what I want.
Everyone tweet Nintendo.
Oi, Nintendo.
Yes,
Lord. Add Mario Paint to the Smash Brothers roster, you cowards.
And also Harry Potter. I don't know why, but
put
I think
Harry Potter
be good.
Smash.
People? Please.
People think Goku's going to be in it.
That's
why?
Just so
no.
Weird.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter makes more sense. Like he does. Barely.
Like, yeah, 100% better.
What about the fact that you could be Samus versus Zero Suit Samus?
You're me with like less clothes on.
Joldusha versus nude.
Put your cock away. Bang, 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 bang. I've got a whip.
You've got, I'm just imagining you as you are now versus you if you were nude. You have no benefit. If anything, nude you has the power there.
Nah, nude you has a whip and Dusha with clothes has a gun.
Yeah, that's true. Gun v whip, who wins?
And the best thing is there, because like you're flopping cock around, that's going to be distracting you, so your aim's going to be off.
Yeah, that's true.
Distracted by my own cock.
Something, you're like, put it away!
Something I'd like to go back to, that we didn't... When I called Zero Suit Samus, after finding out the weapons she has, Mall Cop Zero Suit Samus, we didn't focus on the fact that that means in my world... More cops have whips.
Because I said taser.
Yeah, but imagine, there was also mention of a whip earlier. Imagine a mall cop chasing around a shoplifter with a whip.
Mall blot Paul cop. No, what? Hang
mall
on.
Mall blot Paul cop.
Mall blot Paul whip. Is that what you want to do?
No, I wanted to say Paul blot mall cop with a whip. Yeah. But I said mall blot Paul cop.
You said Paul cop.
Wake
up every morning with a cup of porn. Yeah.
Well,
that's
I guess the benefits of a whip in a small cop situation is that you got a good reach.
Yeah, wow.
And
exactly.
Like, if you take Paul Blart as a good example, he's a hefty boy. He didn't want to run.
And if he's like, he's on got his a segue, thing. Yeah, segue.
And that with that whip, mm-hmm. he's going to be able to like get close to someone and whip them.
A modern day cowboy.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking like a Roman in a chariot. You know what I mean? Except instead of whipping your horses, pulling the chariot, you're whipping a child who's stolen some jeans.
You're in a segue.
When are they going to add Paul Blart Mall Cop to Smash? That's my question.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Who else is on the roster that shouldn't be there?
Well, Ridley's just a dragon and just recently got added.
Yeah, that's true. Ridley is not, like, cognizant,
also,
right?
No, Ridley has...
It's an alien, yeah?
Yeah, Ridley has intelligence.
Oh, I thought Ridley was just a beast.
But also, Ridley kills Mario and Mega Man in the... reveal trailer.
That's intense.
Yeah. No, stabs them. No, stabs them. Eating them would be more pleasant.
Do you think these are the characters from their franchises, or are they like recreations?
Well, they're toys, yeah?
Well, only in the first one.
That's
not
what
in
we're
the, not in the most recent two, and I'm assuming three. Like, as in, I'm assuming the one that's coming is just going to be...
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, it's just going to be basic.
Because there's... The first one, we got them in a toy chest, which is the one when you're turning, like, someone's turning everyone back into toys.
Yep.
But that's...
So, surely, if that's the case... If this
you
is,
also get you know, turned back into a toy at the end of Melee.
If it's, like, you know, a sequel progression. It's just like, is this a whole universe or a pocket universe or whatever that is kind of just like...
No birth, you're made as a toy, then you come to life, and then... When you die after your great success, turned into a toy again.
Well, I'm trying to remember what
is Nintendo owned by Disney yet?
No.
Nah. Trying to remember what the Wii U, what Super Smash Brothers Wii U, that didn't really have a story from memory. That was just like, go fight, whatever we've said.
Yeah, but that is a story.
Do you know who the child is?
No.
Do you think it's Andy?
No. Franklin Richards.
Ah.
Oh.
Reality warping.
Reality warping.
Does make sense.
This is something that Franklin Richards has done before in the comic books. For those who don't really know, Franklin Richards, son of Sue Storm and Reed Richards, he has reality warping powers. And when every hero dies in the Onslaught saga, instead of them like actually just chuffing off this mortal coil, he grabs them all and puts them in a little blue ball, and it's his own little Heroes Reborn universe. So he can create a universe. So maybe not Franklin Richards, but like a Franklin Richards-esque power level child.
Like a reality warping boy.
Yeah. Just someone to be like, I'm making my own little pocket universe here where all the toys come to life and fight themselves. And that just means that this whole universe is becoming more and more populated by more and more things. And think about it, right? So this child is like watching things, and what are you usually playing when you're like, you're very young? You're playing Nintendo.
Yeah.
So you're playing, you know, with your Marios and maybe your Samuses, your Lings, that kind of stuff. But he's getting older, he's experimenting, he's playing some Solid Snake stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna
say, he's doing some Fire Emblem things.
Bayonetta, get a
Bayonetta. Bayonetta, get a gun, bang, bang, bang.
Big hair.
Yeah.
Big hair shoe gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this kid is growing up, and because he's growing up, we're seeing some more, I guess, adult characters entering this.
Ryu.
Yeah, I'm just a man, but I can shoot fireballs.
That's another weird one for Mario to see.
Why are you so big and muscly?
What come?
Why are you wrong?
No muscle definition.
Should have viable, I should have viable. Your fireball are bigger.
I'm slower, though. Doesn't bounce.
My fireball.
Yeah.
Why are you always yelling? Hadouken! Shut up.
I can adjust the throw fireball and not make a noise. I do make a noise when I jump. But well, I jump high, so I take an effort, all right?
And that's because I wanna.
Imagine Mario's noise was...
That's Link's noise, basically.
That's true. It sounds painful to be Link rolling around.
It's just a lot of stress.
Yeah.
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 Well, if it's a reality warping child, I mean, I guess that makes a lot of sense. It's weird how things are going to progress as that kid gets older.
Mm.
Like, what's that kid? What games is he going to? I guess like you're like as a kid discovers a new game, he chucks it in the Smash World. Like, Sonic got added, you know?
Yeah, because again, it's not like an Andy, right?
No.
From Toy Story, who is just like playing with his toys and then they come to life, whatever. This is a child who is playing with his toys, but also making them come to life, and he's got, I guess, a bit of bloodlust.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
he wants to see him fight.
Imagine it's like a troubled Andy, and instead of having physical toys, he's just got video games. Yeah,
it's a little bit of Sid mixed with a little bit of Franklin Richards.
Yeah,
making some kind of child.
Well, assume it takes place in the Toy Story universe, doesn't even need to be a reality warping kid. Surely, video game is basically a toy. So you're playing your Mario, or whatever. Yeah, they come to life.
Oh, that is
Smash
terrible.
Is like spawned out of that.
Yeah.
That's fucked because it means everyone's alive, and in the off time, they just hang out in their little like box at the character
select.
Oh,
it's Wreck-It Ralph meets Toy Story.
Yeah, it just is Wreck-It Ralph.
But then they fight.
They
fight their owner.
Yeah,
because no masters, no gods.
So I guess the implication is that Mario hates God.
Yeah. It's an anarchist game.
Yep.
That is rebelling against our creators, and for us to become a pure version of ourselves is to rebel against something that is oppressing us like all kinds of major religions.
That's what this episode has been about.
100%.
Gotcha.
Fight your oppressors, kill God, be a toy.
Yeah.
Actually, Mario doesn't believe in God.
It's because he killed them. Although Mario would be like... I mean, God, again, the whole thing is a created man in his own image. The master hand is Mario's glove.
Yeah, that's true.
So Mario would look up and be like,
that's me.
But just on my hand.
Where the rest?
Imagine we get to heaven and God is our hand. Welcome, idiot.
Wow. You showed some liberties in creating us in your image. Hey, buddy.
Well, I just made the hand. The rest was
random.
Randomly generated.
No one ever has bad hands. A lot of people have bad heads. Think that was on purpose? Fucking wasn't.
I'm scared of heaven now.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson. Goodbye.
Farewell.
Avidison.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.